Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio.
That's what's up. That's what's up. It's your boy, E-Max, man, and I just want to say what's happening to you. It's been a while since I heard from your ass, man, and we're on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm trying to do six things at one time, man, so y'all forgive me. All right, I'm going to call in tomorrow's show and say what's up to y'all asses, you know what I'm saying? What we got going on right now is just a lot of issues that we're doing in our city. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit going on. And we're really trying to get some type of clarity on the shit that's going on in our city, man. So, you know, y'all do what you do. And just try to hang in with us because everything is cool. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. This is your boy, Max Englishman. And I'm sitting there chilling with a motherfucking cup of coffee. And some notes in front of me right here for Hood Talk Radio. This is a news. You know what I'm saying? Out here in Cleveland, I don't know what it's like out in y'all neck of the woods, man, but our streets is like thugged up. If it ain't deep ass chuck holes, man, what they call potholes, but we call them chuck holes, man, because they fuck shit up. Okay. We also have a lot of ice buildup. So it's like you riding on a ridge, you know what I'm saying? Then this little car path, a straight street where you might be able to navigate that. So let's work on that shit, y'all. City of Cleveland is fucking up with our motherfucking streets, man. The weather is bad. Even the councilman out here talking about it, you know what I mean? It's wreaking havoc on our vehicles. And we got to watch out. This is your boy, E-Max, man. Now I'm going to take a couple seconds to get myself together, man, just organize these notes before we get into news from the hood. Be right back.
Yeah, see, they ain't ready for us. Yeah, I was watching the roots today. And they ain't ready for me. Thinking about Coach Kensay and all.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that loud pack. Of the near of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Motley Blackout sounds, you know we can't. Yeah, I
keep on making beats. Really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical. I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism, to they feel, to they drive, to the Illuminati, and they play with their body, to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth, live a room, I just speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8, before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. With me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped, cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dubs that, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Yes, sir. That's a cool ass song, man, you know what I'm saying? APJ, you know what I'm saying, Black House Sounds, you know what I'm saying? Cleveland's on. It's your boy, E-Max the Image, man. I just want to send everybody out there. We're going to dedicate a little bit of this show to the producers out there. One thing about production, man, when we making music and shit and we buying new stuff that's going to help us, you know what I'm saying? We got to be patient, and we got to understand what it is that we bought, you know what I mean? Everything that we see, everything, my man, is everything got to be registered now, man. So y'all just be patient. I bought the new Fruity Loops, and you know what I'm saying, in the beginning it was kind of hard for me because I didn't read the book first. I rushed, you know what I'm saying, and shit just didn't go like I wanted. So now here I am trying to start this shit all over again from scratch, reading the book, following the instructions, and basically getting my shit up. Okay. One thing I would like to say is when you do shit like that, remember your motherfucking passwords. Write them bitches down, because if you don't, you're gonna be fucked up. I ain't lying. I'm sitting here right now like, did I do this shit right? That's why I'm going back. So y'all just be, you know, be patient with all this motherfucking stupid shit. What we gotta do is get all our shit together. All right, now whatever I just did, it told me that the registration is complete. I can unlock all my products and everything, so I should be able to begin to crank with some of the shit that came with this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna try, see what we can come up with, because I like to do some music. Still don't get the, a lot of the shit is just fucked up. Let me find out. But at the same time, man, we here to talk about some different shit, you know what I mean? We got a lot of religions in this world, man. Shit just don't make no sense to me. I know what the fuck y'all love with that shit, but I'm not. I'm just gonna let y'all play with some shit real quick. Y'all hear that? That's enough of that bullshit, man. We're going to work all that shit out, man. But what we want y'all to do is get everything set up. One thing that I don't like about these motherfuckers, man, is because you have to basically tell the motherfucking program every time you set up a new project, man, to remember, say, you can take the basic without the limiter. Okay, let's go. You got to tell the motherfucker what to do. Okay? Hashtag. Okay, launchpad, violin machine, performance, templates, livid, utility, color. Nah, it's just a lot of little shit, basic. No. So basic, man, what we doing here is coming up with some new ideas, learning how to work this here program. I wish I could have got the old one, but unfortunately, I had to be satisfied with this. Not that I am, but I'd like to have a bigger motherfucking stream. I'd really like to have a bigger stream. You know, I'm really not liking this. I guess because I gotta learn how to use the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much, I gotta learn how to use it. Other than that, it's cool. Okay, so let's get back to what we was talking about. First thing first. According to, let me get my notes back out here because this is important. At least, okay, there are 50 religions in the world. At least 50. And out of those 50, each one of those breaks off into at least 15 to 20 different sects or factions. How do you want to, you know, word that? That's up to you. But the thing is, the point I'm trying to make is that we don't have really what we need in our how can you say that shit? There's too many damn religions in the world. That's pretty much all I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Everything is I'm right, you wrong. You know, we don't know who's right any damn way. So, what we had to do was try to figure out where we're going to go around. Now, I don't even know. I'm going to be huge. There's no. It's crazy. I have to buy you. We'll worry about that one later. But in the same mode, man, I want y'all to understand some things, man. I guess the Hebrew Israelites are going against, and a lot, so many people are going against the atheists and this and that and the other. But when they got this group out here, it's called the Black Atheists from Atlanta. Right, and they put up a lot of resistance for this Hebrew Israelite culture. And I'm not sure why or the significance really of being overly religious, you know what I'm saying? It just don't make no sense to me. So we have to figure out a way where we can live in this world and just be human beings Alright. I'm gonna set this music up for a second, man. I'll be back in touch. I got some things on my mind, you know what I'm saying? Should have never started this damn program. Now I want to work on some music when I got shit that I need to talk about. All right, so y'all going to have to give me a sec. But you know what? Just let me say this. Fuck all that dumb shit, man. We don't need no leaders. We don't need to be governed. Okay, we just need to act like we got some damn sense. All right, we'll be back with News from the Hood. This your boy, E. Max. We're going to get into a little bit of Black People by Queen. Nah.
That it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. And they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Payback. Music.
Black people,
don't you feel like season's changing?
Come on.
Yeah, that was Queen Nana with Black People right here on Hood Talk Radio. News from the hood, man. Today, you know, they had a visual up there at the barbershop where, you know what I'm saying, a man got killed. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on through the hood about what really happened. We ain't going to get into that discussion tonight. We're just going to leave that where it is out in the hood because, you know what I'm saying, we don't really know what the fuck went down. And the only people that know went down is the theater and the people that was actually involved in it, you know what I'm saying? Even those that were unfortunately hit by the frame bullets, man, you know, thank God they lived. They can tell you what happened in the barbershop one day, but I'm not sure if they can tell you where all the shit started. So we want to send our condolences out to the family. In any event, in any case, it's hard to lose a loved one, right? There's a lot of stuff going on in our city, man, and it's really not readily to be explained. You know what I'm saying? Crime is still going to be crime. Shit is going to still be shit. We're still going to have people out here want something that somebody else got, you know? They don't want to work for it. And we did a show on this a couple of years ago, man, what they call putting in work. You know what I'm saying? These niggas don't know what that means. You know, they think just grabbing a gun and, you know, going after somebody is putting in work. But that's not putting in work. Okay? My brothers want to figure that out. That is nonsense. Because you really ain't doing nothing but making more possible for them to want to take everybody's protection, whatever it is, guns, knives, forks, whatever you might have, a sword, in the wall, you know what I'm saying? They come kick your door in, take that shit to it. And everybody there don't want to become soldiers. Oh, they ain't taking my gun. And woo, woo, woo. But if it's 30 against you, you giving your shit up. Well, that's going to be the end of your life, man. This point, simple and blank. So don't say what you would do. You don't know. Our council people, man, they really, really kind of lightweight talking shit about, you know, the way the Cleveland, the city is handling this rough weather we've been getting lately. And only thing they can say about the shit is that they got half the fleet broke now. Okay, whatever. Yeah, leave that alone too. City Cleveland is full of shit. And y'all do y'all thing, man. Just do it. You know what I'm saying? Try to live your life. Try to be cool and learn something. I'm going to master this shit right here. You know what I'm saying? I got my mind made up. I spent my loot on it. I'm going to master that, man. So right now I'm focused on that. And we can go from there. You know what I mean? This here is my first time back on the radio in a while, man. I've seen a lot of shit and I've been through a lot of shit, man. There's a lot of shit that I want to talk about, but I really just wanted to, you know, touch bases with y'all, man, because I haven't been out here for a while. It's your boy, E-Max, man, you know what I'm saying? Coming from Cleveland, Ohio, I want to send a shout-out to everybody out there. So a lot of people that keep on sending me shit on my Facebook page, and I appreciate that, but right now, I'm not even on that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get myself together, focused on what I'm doing, and, you know, keep moving forward. Stay motivated, stay positive. Don't let the negative shit come try to come at you, because it will thwart you, and it will try to, you know, throw you off. All right? One of the topics we're going to talk about is this religion thing, man. I took some notes down from a couple of different factions and basically listened and tried to grasp some of the information that I received on King James the First, i.e. Charles Stuart. Now, before we get into this little thing here, man, Charles, the word, the name, excuse me, Stuart, okay, according to the Hebrew Israelites, means black, okay, if you go back. So do a little bit of research on that and see. Unfortunately, I just, you know, ain't grabbing the information, okay? I did not write the shit down. Because I don't really know if you want to talk to y'all through a script. You know, a lot of people be sitting there reading. You know, I thought that when you study and you're supposed to learn things, and when you learn it, you memorize. So if you memorize something, and you know it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you repeat it over to yourself. It always comes to you in a different understanding or a different light. Sometimes it comes to you in the same light. But that's what being motivated to think is all about. Now, yes, I'm man from the mindset, and we are here, man, basically just trying to use our brains, you know what I'm saying? There's some things that's going on in our country right now that a lot of us don't even care about, but we should. And it ain't just black people, it's everyone, man, because we all caught up in this shit. You know what I'm saying? So don't be afraid to speak your voice. 646-478-0944. You can call in live. Press 1. It's your boy, Max the Image. And yes, I am back. Now, the one thing I do want to say is that when you come across the challenges, it's up to you to understand what those challenges are and basically what you need to do. You know what I mean? So let's try and do a little bit more focusing on, okay, we got what we need. Okay, we found a way to get what it is exactly that we need to operate and do what we love to do. So let's focus on that shit. A lot of people get discouraged because it might seem hard in the beginning, but once you get that shit, what are you going to say? Oh, man, I got it. I finally got it. You know what I mean? So let's just do it like that there. Keep that motherfucking mindset good and positive. Because if you don't, man, it's going to get you. It's going to get you. And I ain't lying. I'm not fucking lying to you. We just going to go apart. Fall bangers. All right, y'all. Shit crazy. See, this Fruity Loops 11 is nothing like Fruity Loops 4, I'm afraid to say. So it's a lot more, a lot of shit that is really, man, a trip. This shit is crazy. I'm definitely going to have to read this book, because if I don't, I'm going to be mad. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be mad. That's a lot of, it's a lot of videos and shit out there on YouTube, man. Give you some tutorials of, you know, how to use this shit, but, you know, it's almost like you just gotta have a pattern in your head or something, man. But you gotta be able to, first of all, see the screen. This is the way I got my screen set up. I can barely see it. It's nice. I really don't like the layout, but we're going to see. Okay, we're going to start reading this book. First of all, I think I got that wrong. As soon as I load the motherfucker up, it says, hey. So, I'm contact customer service and get that shit straight because I got to get this music out of my head. That's what's up with that shit. Alright, now here we go. King James, is you black? You know what I'm saying? Alright. And the reason why we ask that question is because one of the most important books that I would say people would read would be the Holy Bible. And it is important who wrote the Holy Bible, maybe to some, well, it is important to me. But, and so, of course, I speak to those who you know, share those feelings. It's important who wrote it because I have to understand that it's factual. No, I do not know how to read, nor can I decipher Greek, Hebrew, or any of those other foreign languages outside of the American language we have been taught. Okay? The source for this information is Real Black Atheists of Atlanta. So you can check them out on YouTube, man. They got some real good videos. Okay? Not saying I'm trying to be an atheist or nothing, man. I'm just bringing some different viewpoints just to make my point. Of course, the Hebrew Israelites got tons of videos up on YouTube, just like the Black Atheists and everybody else, Christians, the non-Christians. But right now, the internet is saturated with UFOs and aliens and Illuminati this, New World or that. I mean, there's got to be some other shit that's going on in life in those topics, man. So we're going to try to explore those. Thank you. We hear enough about that shit. It's mostly propaganda, but we still got to listen to it, man. I'm sorry. So we have our own spin, and basically that's what the show is for, man. Some of the shit that you don't hear about, we try to hear about it, man, and bring it to you. You know, just like that. Okay. According to the Real Black Atheists, you know what I'm saying, King James could not be white. And part of the reason that they find this to be a fact is because, A, brother is an artist. So he understands pictures, paintings, and sketches. Okay, the hues and all of this and all that. And he broke the shit down in the video. But I'm not really interested in all of that because when I draw, it's something that comes through inspiration. So I never got technical with it. It didn't matter to me, I guess. Okay. The thing is that they bring all this information to prove whether or not King James the first, Charles Stewart, was black or white. Okay, but the whole point of all of this information was to decide or convince people, from one hand, that King James the first was black, and from the other hand, that King James the first was white. Okay, I'm going to save my opinions until later. The way the brother brought the information out is that you must remember, back in those days, before the 1600s, okay, 1700s, early 1600s, sometimes, the Bible was printed in 1611 and it was authorized, okay, by King James the First. Now, it was puzzling and it is strange that if King James was black, then he used all white translators and he used an all white translation staff, which is mainly made up of bishops from different countries. All right, and the artist that drew the king and the queen and the mother and the father, which was Henry and Marie Stuart. Okay, that's the royal bloodline. That's the Stuart next up. It's weird because they got a, okay, they got a book out here. It was called When Scotland Was Jewish. Okay, well, they take little passages out of their certain pages, the Hebrew Israelites, that describe the author of that book, saying that the people of royalty were black people, especially in Scotland, and that King James Stuart was the king of not only Scotland, but the king of England at the same time. So he was King James the First, and he was King James the Sixth at the same time, even though his name was Charles Stuart. Now, what I'm trying to figure out is what the name James means, because it can't just mean somebody. It's not a name, because if his name was Charles Stuart, it had to do something with him being king. Now, they say that the black Charles Stuart was born in a castle over in Scotland. And so we need to research that shit too, because we can't just have one side of the story, you know what I'm saying? I'm simply here trying to place your mind, get your mind wrapped around the fact that we have all of these different religious groups warring against each other, trying to convince the people that they are right and everybody else is wrong. And the thing that I want to tell everybody and point out is that we appreciate all that information. But you can't expect that because something may sound good or it may appear to be very informative, man, what a lot of people forget to get a grasp on is that most people don't care. They don't care about what happened 1,500 years ago. 4,000 years ago, 8,000 years ago, but they should. They don't. You know what I mean? And instead of trying to push your agenda, because everybody got an agenda, I don't care what it is, man. You know what my agenda is in this world? To get you to use your brain and think for yourself. That's it. Try to learn some shit, man. Open your mind up to do research. Open your mind up to read. And that's all I'm trying to do here. I ain't trying to get you by my ways. Just follow your own path and be informed about whatever it is that you do. You know how we lose in the hood, you know what I'm saying? You be like, man, you got to know your environment, your surroundings. Well, it's the same thing in anything you choose to do in life. You know what I'm saying? You want to go run in the jungle, you got to know everything about that jungle you're running in, and when you got to look around to see what you can learn about. And that's the beautiful part. Exercising the knowledge that you've accumulated within yourself just by doing some research. 646-478-0944. We want to send a shout out to Mr. Chapman, man. Get well soon. You know what I'm saying? Still listen to y'all show. Man, we got this thing. I'm gonna write this man's name now. WTAM, I know we got Mike Trevisano and his little crew, but they the bigger than asses, man. I can't. One thing I wanna point out is that just like the brother said, King James was black. All he could do was authorize. Okay, so the people were commissioned. He authorized a translation. And that was that. The argument is that the depictions of King James were white. So if King James was black, and y'all painted him white, you know, you could get your head cut off back in those days. So the artists had to do what they was paid to do in order to get their money. You cannot misrepresent the king. Okay? So, as far as I'm concerned, let's get that straight out the back. Because you cannot misrepresent the king. I didn't believe so back then. So, but it never crossed my mind to think that King James was black. Okay, I'm not, maybe, you know, I don't know everything, and I never said I did. It never crossed my mind to believe that King James was black, and that's why I use the word blackologists. It's a lot of everything was black before it became white. This is the piano player, the first piano player was a black man, you know, those conversations. We get so tired of hearing that shit sometimes. Even being black, you don't want to hear the shit no more. You know what I'm saying? The first ashtray was made by a black man. Why? Because he was the first person to smoke. That's what you're going to tell me next. But I doubt it. You know, we got to get a little bit deeper into our human beingness. And I'm making a new word, y'all, put it in the dictionary. Because, you know, we got religion out here staring us one way. We got the economics staring us in another way. And so now we got to figure out how we can move forward. But I'm going to tell you how that's going to be hard. Not enough people, and I ain't just talking about black people. We got it the worst, man. We got it the worst. You got it hands down. It's almost like motherfuckers be like, well, they think we fucked up anyway, so we might as well be ha 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 ha. And that's how a lot of people think. Which is shameful because, you know, it's like all eyes on me. You know what I mean? And everybody just going every which way. So it's no wonder that now they're going to start hiding the motherfucking killing. You know? They ain't going to just be out in the open no more. They're going to hide the shit. They got to be slick about it now. Especially according to our damn chief. He don't see nothing wrong with what's going on with our Cleveland cops. And he even used that damn statistic. Oh, well, my son is more likely to be killed by somebody that looked like him than a police officer. Yeah, right. That's easy. You know, you gotta put a person into the place where they have an opportunity to do some dumb shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't always put the blame on the person that pulled the trigger. It might be a motherfucker who don't know you packing. Well, I'm trying to play you. What you supposed to do? So, I mean, come on, y'all. We'll be realists because it's better than, you know, being truthful. You gotta let that one soak in, y'all. Like seasoning. We're gonna do some crazy shit one day. I haven't basically set up the shit to do it yet, but we're gonna do some wild shit. We got some paradise we coming. We got some new shit coming for this year anyway. We're going to do some commercials for our show, for my shows, and Hood Tunes Radio. We got some live shit coming for you. Of course, we're going to still get down with the OPN Network shit, man, and hope all that worked out for everybody. Because we're going to be right. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. This your boy, E-Max, man. I know that we having fun tonight. That's what it's all about. I'm gonna play another song. We'll be back.
So you wanna blame me?
You, Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist.
Word.
Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Mark McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
With a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job law. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and a convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
blame it on
GMS.
All you get is the truth from me. I reach it ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, same more Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolla Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Swab Guy.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice It Radio.
Don't blame it on
G-Ice.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D. Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's that boy. Al Porter Jr. Damn, can't get the motherfucking digital design hardware. Well, I tried to open up Pro Tools with my new sound card. Of course, you won't let me do that. So what we'll have to do is go to the keyboard as number one, the inline, excuse me, mouse, the in, the keyboard. The keyboard has the in number one. Alright. We got a whole lot of shit going on, man. We got some nice Eli's sign. This is sound settings. This is my default device. Excuse me. Now, what we want to do is make sure that there's the defaults. All right. I'm just going over some shit, man, doing things that I need to be doing outside of the show. Okay. But just for your informational purposes, man, I'm going to drop some names and shit for y'all to get some studying on. Because what's more important than King James is really who translated the words from the English text and what type of people they are. That's one thing I do agree with the Hebrew Israelites. And another thing that we're going to check out is the King James Apocrypha. So we're going to read that. Listen to an audiobook or maybe watch a couple of videos and take some notes on that. We'll get to you with that one on next week's show. I had planned to spend a little more time with you guys tonight, but just for the sake of being able to do some studying and to get myself into a position to master my tools once again, then I will soon and shortly basically get back to you on the next one. So we will be cool, y'all. Alright? And this is your boy E-Max. And I guess in about 3 minutes, we're going to get out of here. So some of the names you want to check out. Alright? Richard Bancroft. Richard of Canterbury. He's the primary translator. He organized and basically he was the producer. He was the one that got all of the translators together. His name is Richard Bancroft or Richard of Canterbury. Alright. We have Sir Lancelot Andrews. Lancelot Andrews. Okay. It's a real name. I didn't know that either. Chief Translator. We have Sir Henry Seville or Henry of Seville. He's a translator. Okay. Mind you, most of these guys, they're all white, of course, but bishops, religious bishops, that type of bishop. Okay, we have John Oval. Yes, O-V-A-L. Okay, he's also a bishop and a translator. We have Miles Smith, bishop. He's also a translator. And we have George Archbishop Abbott, or Archbishop George Abbott of Canterbury. He was also a translator. And there's a few more, but they are all, you know what I'm saying, white people. So form your own conclusions when it comes to those things. I mean, it's a lot of information. I personally, you know how I feel. So we don't have to go through that shit anymore. Alright? Just want to let y'all know that I love you and I appreciate you all coming back strong. Man, I just had to put my voice back out there one more time. You know what I'm saying? You mean I like you to understand what I'm talking about tonight, but that's fine with me. Because in no time, what I want to bring to you, you're going to love it. Alright? So I want y'all to understand. This is your boy, Max. We're going to keep that shit going. We're going to let y'all lay down and go to sleep. We'll read what I need to read and go from there. Alright, so talk to y'all this next weekend. For real. Next week. We'll talk radio. News from the Sporty Max. And I'm out.